How about we do a little giveaway action? You good with that?
Yeah, I like giveaways, especially in 9 o'clock hour. Yeah,
that's all right. We got Heat and idea. Raptors on honor of 7-seed Joe, caller number 7.
7-seed Joe. I know it's a long shot, man.
305-567-0560.
I still know it's a long
shot. I've been saying that.
Why? Well, look, I just
you're leading
saying,
us to believe that it's basically going to happen.
I still there's still a little light when you're walking in that tunnel. You can see a little light there. It's still there.
Okay.
It's not shut. It's not official.
If it doesn't happen, though, I want you to know that you're going to be the.
That's all right.
We're going to dogpile on you.
I know. Company Joe, and do you get paid extra for that?
What did you bring in your buddy? Bring in your buddy 7-0, and
he'll be in.
He could take some of the.
We'll get 7-0 in here. 7-0. 7-seed Joe and 7-0. We're not 7-0 Bo. We're not afraid. We're your favorite hoe. We're good. Bo and Joe, we're not afraid of that. Boy, I tell you what though.
If you're right, people are gonna love you.
I'm not
you jinxed. Remember you last season what people blame you for, right?
When
they were like at their peak.
Is this at home or this is it my professional life? Here. Okay.
Professional life.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I'm getting confused on everything now.
But remember last season when they were peaking, like when they were like at the best, you said, man, this team is so healthy. And then guys started dropping like flies,
yeah.
So people blamed you for that because you just kind of put that out there. And it just backfired badly.
You know the worst one I've ever done? We're playing the Patriots and Teddy Bridgewater's playing really well. And I go, hey, man, we're taking care of the ball. And we're playing clean. We had the lead. And I go, man, this is just the way Teddy's taking care of the ball. He throws a pick six the next play.
Is that the one he got hurt on too?
And he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt. And the pick six, trying
stop,
to make the
man.
Tackle. And that, by the way, that was one he was trying to make the tackle on it. And I was like, I can't believe
that
it.
That was the fake concussion thing,
the
right?
That was in the end zone in a different game. That was a different game. I can't remember.
He got the fake concussion thing, right?
No, that was in the end zone. Remember, he's trying to get out of the end zone, and that was a weird one.
They go, we
by
saw
the way,
a
don't worry about that. Teddy's got Northwestern right now, and they're in pretty good shape, and their number one rival is out of the playoffs, and yeah, Teddy's got a chance, man. And by the way, I was told the other day, I haven't talked about the whole Central thing because we're getting ready and we'll have Blue on this Friday talk about second round of the playoffs and got a lot more competitive games. All the teams that probably were just lucky to be in there as a low seed are out. But so I was told Central doesn't have any probation or anything for next year, so it looks like they're in good shape to keep all their good sophomores and juniors that will be seniors and juniors this next year. So I don't know if the Florida High School Athletic Association took it off or what had happened. I know there was an appeal on that, but they did have to forfeit every game, and it's too bad. Central had a really nice football team and probably was going to have a good chance to win a championship. Anyway, so want to thank Pete for coming on, talk a little bit. Boy, I'll tell you what, misery loves company, but this Jets thing, it is a mess. I mean, if somebody would have said, who's going to be the biggest mess in the second half of the season, when everybody said, if somebody would have said it was going to be Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers healthy, I would have never thought that was going to happen, right? It's bad. I got Woody like getting rid of the GM, the head coach. And by the way, the interim head coach has got to know I'm friggin' gone. Not only as a defensive coordinator, my guys aren't very good, but I'm not obviously getting anybody motivated here. And then I'm always curious what's going to happen to Aaron Rodgers. What if he says he still wants to play? What if he doesn't retire and says, I want to keep playing? Does somebody take him to come in? Does he sell himself like, hey, I'll be the backup, but I want to be in a situation if the backup's not playing well or gets hurt that I can step in? I don't know if he could do that. Tom Brady never did that. Tom Brady didn't stay around and do that.
You really got to stop saying Brady.
Well, they're both going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not in the same class of Hall of Fame.
No. Brady's got his own wing.
No, I get it. No. Nope.
By the way, congratulations to Evo from Loxahatchee, who won the tickets today.
Oh, good.
We've been all over, by the way. So we had Miami Gardens on Monday.
Good.
We had Pembroke Pines on Tuesday. We got Loxahatchee today.
All right, we're covering it all, man.
We're covering the entire area.
We're covering all of it, and we appreciate all of you being with us and everything. Hey, did you catch? There were a lot of stuff going on last night. Did you catch any of that Cleveland-Boston game? What a frigging game that was.
Yeah, it was sad for the Cavs. Their streak ended, huh?
That's it. 15-0. What a start, though.
You think they win 74?
No.
That'd be the record.
No, I think they're going to come back. They're going to come back. They've been helped by the fact that the East is not what the East was supposed to be, though. Would you agree with that? It's all happening out West right now.
I don't
want
to take away from what they did.
The good stories are out West. Golden State Warriors are good. Lakers off to a nice start.
Look at you following the West Coast.
I'm a West Coast guy.
I know you are.
The West Coast
you
never
Aaron
leaves
Rogers,
you.
Yeah.
West Coast never leaves you. Well, you always got to make it. It's always Northern California guy, man. It's in my, still in my blood. Still there. Still got sister and my father there, man. Still got family there. Anyway, Woody, besides all that stuff, we also have the Panthers losing last night, but in great shape. I got to say, our man Sam Reinhart had another goal last night. How about that guy? How about the season, win or lose? Sam goes, don't worry, I'm getting mine. Power play, whatever, I'm getting mine. He's just been, what a great start for him. And Panthers, Winnipeg got even with them last night, though. After losing 5-0, they went back to their house and take that game 6-3 with everything. So Woody, we want everybody to know, man, I just can't say it enough that this University of Miami game, 12 o'clock Saturday, it is a big, big game. I mean, this is one of the biggest games UM has played. They have put themselves in a situation now, even with that loss. You win out, you go to the playoffs, or you win the next two, you get the ACC championship game, and then we'll see what happens. I'm guessing if you lose the ACC championship game, you're probably not going to be in the playoffs. Woody, I'm guessing only
I think that's a pretty good guess, Joe.
I guess only one team's getting in, considering that looks like it's going to be like 90% SEC and Big Ten.
Yeah, and Miami kind of squandered that opportunity with the Georgia Tech loss, right?
Yeah, but one loss, if it had been the ACC game, you're right, to your point.
Yeah, if they would have lost the championship game, it's certainly possible, because look where they dropped. I mean, they're still, what are they, eighth in the new poll, so. But, yeah, I mean, look, man, winning out is not the craziest thing in the world here. I know it may seem like it because you're coming off a rough game against Georgia Tech, but
let's start with this.
I told you this earlier. Seems like maybe the pressure is off them a little bit, right? You don't have the pressure that undefeated season anymore. Heisman talk is kind of gone.
All they have to do is look like they have offensively, minus that last game. Whatever was done in that last game and penalties and fourth down problems, get those cleaned up, keep those drives going, and it really won't matter, honestly. Now, I'd like to see some good defense. Woody, I don't have much confidence in the D right now. I know they had an extra week off, but I had no problem with a couple of good old-fashioned shootouts the next couple of weeks. And that's got to be the mindset of the offense. It's like, hey, man, we'll take any stop you can get or any field goal you make them kick. We'll take it. We'll take it, defense. But offensively, they're gonna have to be in the 30s minimum, 30 something. And so hey, gonna be fun to watch. So this is the last home game for Canes fans going out there. Have you home for dinner, man? Have you home for dinner? But Wake Forest comes in. They've had six teams beat them. They need a seventh to beat them. And the Canes need to take care of business in that game. And we're going to have Xavier Restrepo join us here coming up in this 9 o'clock hour, wide receiver for the Miami Hurricanes on the Biletnikoff Award semifinalist list. How about that? Good for him, man. And well-deserving. Another great season, back-to-back great seasons, 55 catches, probably going to go over 1,000 yards this week.
I hit you with one other thing, by the way?
Yeah.
A big spread again. 24.5.
Woody,
I know.
I don't care.
Know.
You care. And Go ahead and say it. You've been saying it, and you're. By the way, you want to stick your foot in your mouth? Oh, we should have no problem with this game. Go ahead and say that.
Is a monster spread. I think that's the biggest one they've had in the ACC, perhaps. It's been up there. I know it's been up to like 21. I don't know what it got to for Florida State.
Woody, they just need to go out.
They need to go out and cover that thing. They should destroy this team. They really should.
Does Damari Brown start back up at corner now that he's back? Are things just where they go, hey, you were really good before you got hurt, you're back?
Well, I mean, anything they can do to fix that situation in the secondary, I think, would be beneficial at this point, Joe. But, look, there's no reason you shouldn't go out and just pound these guys. You had a week off.
Just win.
I know, but you've had a week off.
But it would
It's not just win anymore. It's like, let's not dig ourselves into a hole and have to, rely on Cam to take us down the field 80 yards
right.
with a touchdown winning drive. Like,
I don't want
to be nice to have a comfortable one.
Early third quarter, I don't want to be down 10 or 6
that last
or 3.
Game, that next game, that is the one that I would not
we'll worry about
is going to be a blowout.
Let's worry about that next week. We'll worry about that on Thanksgiving week.
Oh, so you look at it with the Dolphins, not the Canes, I see.
No, the Dolphins can't overlook the Patriots.
What are you now? You're 1-0, Joe.
Oh, now you're just going to start.
Is that what you're going to do with it?
And by the way,
you have to go 1-0
each
week.
I don't appreciate all the stuff yesterday making fun of my middle name that looked it up. I know you got a kick out of it and thought it was funny.
Well, a lot of people knew, and then I think when I told them about the Heat Dunk Contest winner, they kind of put the pieces together.
Boy, people love to give people a hard time.
There's nothing wrong with your middle name, though.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously nobody has been named Harold in the last 50 years, but...
You know how many uncles I have named that
I'm sure
Harold?
A lot of them.
I don't know which one I was named after on which side of the family. Jeez. Hey, Harold, come here, man.
You got to keep that name going. Why did you convince, one of your kids?
No, my kids...
If they have a son, say,
my kids
name him Harold.
My kids all have cool names.
What's wrong? I think Harold's a cool name. Bring it back. If you brought it back?
Nobody's going around saying
nobody
Harold's
knows any
cool.
Harolds.
Harold's kind of an old school name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you revive it, it could be like your thing.
I'll just stick with the Catholic Christian Joseph thing that they named me after from my mom and dad in that church all the time. Although
you keep the middle name.
Although
going.
Don't worry, St. Joseph and I have nothing in common for sure. God bless that man. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, so stay with us. First, though, I want to talk about something very important. It was very important to me, and I think it's very important to you with the holiday season here. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I got great results, man. I had ED and low T. I had everything. Jeez. I went in there. You talk about a great time to go see somebody. Atlantic Men's Clinic was the answer, man. From more energy... With more energy, you work out more, and you start to lose weight instead of doing nothing but watching TV and eating the same amount of food and gaining like 25 pounds. My sex drive was gone. Even my wife, God bless that beautiful woman, telling me, you're just tired, and you had a few drinks. I was like, no, I got something else. This never happened. It happens to every man out there is going to get ED. Half the men in their 50s have ED. And a lot of guys just work around it, and I don't know about you, but if you want your energy and your sex drive back, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You're in for great results. You really are. If you see me tonight or any other time, take me aside and ask me about this. I'm not embarrassed at all because it works, and Atlantic Men's Clinic is unbelievable. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. They'll get your results right back so you can look at your numbers. They can tell you everything and put you on a program that is perfect. All you have to do is go, let's do it, and get rolling. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. The most important is that first appointment to get it set up and find out what's going on and why you're so tired and why your sex drive is gone and nothing's working in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Do it today.
All right, let's get you some weather. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Sun is out, about 80 degrees, give or take, and some cold weather will be coming through in the upcoming days. Harold, go back to you.
Thank you very much. That's very funny, Woody. That's very funny, Boca High School head. That's real, real hurtful that you just not... I got one of those old school names, man. Can you imagine, like, family members on both sides? Well, there's a lot of Joes, obviously. Both my grandfathers are Joe. And there are a bunch of Harolds. Like, everybody had a Harold, either start or middle.
I think you could bring it back, to be quite honest.
No, I'd appreciate it if somebody didn't see me and say Harold.
No, no, not you personally, but like...
What?
It's a family name. That name's so like not... maybe like a grandchild or something.
No.
Go first name Harold. What?
You don't even mean it. You're just busting my chops. That's fine though, Woody. That's you. Little dog piling, that's fine though. I'm used to
it. It's a new show premise. Everybody loves Harold.
Not everybody loves Harold. Harold's a loser. That's
Harold's just down a little bit right now. He'll bounce back.
Yeah, right. Harold's beating himself up a little bit today, but don't worry, he'll be back.
Don't be too tough on yourself, Harold. You want to do this this Jason Taylor thing one more time?
Yeah, you got to do that. Come
yeah,
on.
Let's do this, all right? It's a Joe Rose Show exclusive. I always call it the Harold Rose Show. We're giving away a Jason Taylor autograph football courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. We'll be giving out clues every day through Thursday. Then on Friday when you hear the cue to call, if you're the first caller with all four correct clues, then you will win. You follow?
Got it.
Sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. The clue today is Dolphins. Dolphins.
Well, I know two of them, but damn, I forgot to pull the old guy moment. I can't remember yesterday's. I remember the first day.
I hate to do this to people, but I think you have to go back to the podcast to find it.
Mm.
If we see management, I will ask.
You won't see management. Oh, you will tonight. You'll see management tonight.
Teed you up for that one.
Yeah, he didn't come in much these days. He's got a lot going on.
Doesn't everyone?
Well, it's a holiday season right around the corner. You believe Thanksgiving next week?
Yeah.
Damn.
You're going to be in Green Bay.
I'll be in Green Bay. I'll be back for a Friday Thanksgiving.
Are they going to save you some turkey?
No, you know what? Not that anybody cares, but my in-laws are having it. My brother and sister-in-law will have it at their house. Mm-hmm. And I don't ask for any stuff. I do ask for one of those pies from my other.
Yeah.
She makes this pumpkin cream pie that, oh, she's not only a great public school teacher, but she's just makes this pie. Mm. And everybody goes, well, you know, everybody can make this. I go, no, she makes it. It just tastes different. When somebody says, Michelle made this, I go, ooh.
Well, give me the whole thing. Right, if it's made with love, it's...
Oh, no, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. No, of course, that's...
But yeah, I mean, why you don't eat turkey the next day. Turkey's not good the first day.
No, that's why. No, you got to have it the first day.
Yeah, it's not even good the first day, though.
But it doesn't have to be turkey. What, I'll do the ham.
Yeah, I mean, turkey is just... There's a reason we only eat it one day a year.
Whatever, Woody, you don't start ripping it. First of all, if it's dry, it gets salt and mayonnaise, and I still eat it with cheese on it and okay. Tomato and everything else on there. That thing. I mean, somebody goes, it's dry, and I go, it's fine. Pull out the mayonnaise and salt. We'll get it down.
I'm sure your doctors love hearing that. You're covering meat with cheese, mayo, and salt.
That's why I take this blood pressure pill right here, Woody.
Oh, Lord. That's keep why- eating those condiments. We're going to have to get that thing around your neck with the button.
No, I'm good.
All right.
I've been good. I'm just talking. I'm good. Everything's all right. Hey, Dolphins back to work today. And, man, I tell you, the Patriots, I think, are a little better team than the Raiders. We agree with that, Woody? We agreed
on
that?
Absolutely.
So, but I think that style, we're going to see more of that. They're going to invite the safeties to come up and play, and Mike's not going to force a lot deep. And they're going to continue with this new thing and try to get some more six, seven, 8 minute drives. I'm not going to be a pig, and go down and score touchdowns. Put this thing away, and hopefully defensively, they should have a good game again. They're playing really well, so we go from there, and then get past this one. Not a lot of time to celebrate that one Sunday night either, because you got a couple days to get your body, get rid of that soreness late in the year, and head up to Green Bay. Who'd I see? Green Bay's got a tough game. What's Green Bay's got? San Francisco, maybe? Is that right?
Yeah, I think you might be right on that one. So, by the way, very interesting to hear from Tua. guess we'll have some of that stuff tomorrow for everyone. But that'll be to hear what he's got to say this week. I think will be interesting, right? Knowing the situation, and you know, now the margin for error is basically gone.
He knows what the other not. He knows. So I have learned too. It says I you know, I don't. He hears everything.
Yeah.
And this is when Pert pulls out that stat. That how you've done against playoff teams on the road, they throw that one out.
Yeah, that's a very fair stat, by the way.
And you might
that will be the ultimate measuring stick for Tua if he can go up there and play well.
Right.
And look, it's obviously not all him, right? I mean,
no, the defense but has it's to play, start.
But it starts and ends with that guy, man. And he's got to go up there and play really well. And they got to win.
You saw it happen. It all started with Kansas City quarterback, and it all started with the Buffalo quarterback, right? As good as their teams are, but it starts with those guys. And Tua's going to have to be a big part of that. But I'm not getting ahead of myself because you got to take care of the Patriots first.
Why'd you mention Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes in there with Tua? Why'd you have to do that?
Because I was just talking about quarterbacks able to
what?
They both look good. And when
rumble
you
down the
game,
field like Josh Allen for 25 yards with a game-winning touchdown, yeah.
Now you got to root.
Yeah, no. I'm guessing we won't see that from Tua. Anytime soon.
All I need Tua to do is keep doing what he did last game. That was a real – that was good. People can say whatever they want. That was really good. Like, even getting outside the pocket a few times when it collapsed a little bit and keeping plays alive, looking down the field, it was good. All good. Hey, Xavier Restrepo, Hurricanes wide receiver, getting ready for a big, big football game this Saturday. Their last home game of the season, 12 o'clock start. With Wake Forest, who's 4-6. Canes need to take care of business in a big way. We'll talk to him next.